Okay, today's daf Chaf Hey. We're on Chaf B, Chaf Dal and B's. We're going to have to go back and start at the beginning of the story. The Gemara asked the question, if we see a Kohen duchening, is that enough to be mala him to Yuchsim? To, is that enough to conclude that he has the yichus of a Kohen and therefore he has all the milos of a Kohen and for terms of marriage and mitzvot? Do we say all that? So we're going to continue. We're going to start again by the story of Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gedola Chazaka. Great is Chazaka. But before we do that, just one can't do yesterday's daf, and I spoke to the Rav. Oh, he forgot to mention this, so we'll mention it today. We said earlier in the daf that if somebody doesn't, if Yisrael does the Siyas Kapayim, if Yisrael duches, it's over and Asay. Right? So whoever does that, right? Which Yisrael, whatever has the chutzpah to go outside by Musaf and wait online to have his hands washed, who would ever do that? Right? Nobody does that. The question is, most people, many people, every Friday night, they bench the children. They give a bracha to the children. And they say the text of Berachas Kohanim. Is that a problem? Is that over in Asay? So believe it or not, it's a machlokas. Most say the Ksav Sofer, the Kaf HaChayim says it's not a problem, because the only time you're going to violate the Aveira of Berachas Kohanim is if you intend to give brachas like a Kohen. And on Friday night, or the minhag in Europe was by Chassanim, they would give the same blessing to a Chassan. You're not intending to do that. You're just intending to give a bracha to your kid, to give a bracha to the Chassan. Not a problem. However, the Torah Tumima in over there in Bamidbar, by the pasuk of the Berachas Kohanim, says as follows: Inyan zor hanosias kapov hu kishol l'duchen levarach esisal Berachas Kohanim v'nira delachein nikra al pirov inyan Berachas Kohanim b'shein esis kapayim l'havdil mitzdam Berachas. Right, one second, where is it? V'yesh lahay al mashav samchu ol nevarach ishes achiv b'nesiyat kapayim al rosh hamiz barech. How do you do that? K'mo shenog in Berachas Chassanim u'chadome. How do you do that? Acharei ki kimavur have seder bracha zu miyuchedes rak l'kahanim. It's only special for kahanim. Okay, what gives you the right? Ulzar miyesh bazet iser asay. It's an asay. V'dochad lomer kil kahanim mitzvah rak benusach habracha shemavur parshas yivrecha yan ki kape shemizbar besugi menachas daf yuches. Okay, he says, don't tell me that it's only for hesia, only for a minion. It's not true. So the Aruch HaShulchan's son, Torah Tumima, says, what's going on here? What's the head to do that? So, yeah. So never thought of that. Right? What's the heter? So some say, based on this issue, that's why many people, so machlokas and minhag, many people only use one hand. You only use one hand. It's not the derech of kahanim. Kahanim don't bless with one hand. Some say you should use two hands, because Al Pi Kabbalah, the Zohar says they're using two hands. So it gets into the one hand too. The Ayavit says to use two hands, which I think most people don't do that. Most people think use one hand, right? The someone brings a raya at the end of this week's parsha. Well, it's not this week. So it's a bracha. Moshe blesses Yehoshua with two hands. But we don't know the text of that bracha. We don't know what he said. I don't know if he said Berachas Kohanim or not. Back and forth, back and forth. The bottom line is, so I thought to myself, this is probably brilliant. Someone suggests, I forgot who it was, Chaim Palagi maybe, that if you add a different bracha, you've already taken it out of the context of Berachas Kohanim. So you can say whatever you want. You can say Berachas Kohanim. Maybe that's why we say Yismucha Kim Kefrayach Menashe. The bracha that we give has nothing to do with the Frayach Menashe. Doing it, what's that doing there? Maybe that's there to resolve this whole problem. If you mention the Friday of Menashe, then you mention Berachas Kohanim. You're not even Berachas Kohanim. You're saying something out of left field. As a matter of fact, for girls, Yitzmech Elakim Kesarif Karach Avaleya, that's not even a pasuk. That's a made up thing. At least by the boys, it's a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. By the girls, it's not even a pasuk. It's nothing. It's just, you don't want to be parallel, right? What do you want to be parallel for? Maybe that's exactly the point. Torah, but why we mentioned Dafka Ephraim and Menashe, fine, but to put it together, the Berachas Kohanim, that way you resolve the problem. If the girls, you mentioned the Imahos, then you resolve that whole problem. So the whole thing, so first of all, some say it's not even an issue, because the only time it's Asur is if you intend to be like the Kohanim. But many argue on that. And they say, no, it's not true, even if you don't, listen, Lamaisa, you're saying the Berachas of Kohanim. So how do you get around it? So some say you use one hand, therefore it's different. Some say, but I'll pick up all you're supposed to use two hands. So that maybe that's the bottom line is, when everything settles down, maybe you mentioned the other pasuk in Parashat Vayechi, you've now taken it out of the context of Berachas Kohanim. As a matter of fact, some of Machmir, when the Kohanim come down, you shouldn't say Shkoyach Kohanim. You shouldn't say that. Shkoyach Kohanim. Why? Because it's going to get them to say Baruch Tia. Baruch Tia is another bracha. So they're right up there. If it's an hour later at the Kiddush and you tell, oh, wow, Shkoyach Kohanim, that's a different story. But it's Mamash, when they're right there, it still could be another bracha. So it could be the problem of Bal Tosif. So that's maybe exactly what we do. We do Bal Tosif just to get out of this issue. Okay. That's the, okay, here we go. So, back to the story. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gedola Chazaka. Chazaka is amazing what they came up with. Shenemar, Ubnei Kahana, Bnei Chavya, Bnei Akot, Bnei Barzilia, Shalakach, Bnei Barzilia Hagaladi, Isha, they all took wives, Viakral Shemam, and they took the names of Barzilai, Elu Bikshu Ksavam HaMithyachzim, they were looking for their Shtari Yichos, Velo Nimtzu, they couldn't find them. The Yigalu Mena Kahuna, they were rejected from the Kahuna. The Yomar Hatar Shasa, right? Hatar Shasa is Nehemiah. Why is it called Hatar Shasa? So the Yerushalmi says because he was the wine, he was the Saramashkin over there for the king, and he had to taste all the wine before the king drank it. So isn't that a problem of Yayin Nesech? He's drinking all this Goyish wine to make sure that it's not poisoned. So it was Pekuach Nefesh, right? So the word Hatar Shasa is Heter Shasa. They gave him a heter to drink it. They gave him a heter. There was a heter for him to drink it. It's Bekoach Nefesh. You can't say no to the king. It wasn't a Jewish king. Heter Shasa, that's why he got that name. Anyway, he told him, Asher lo yochlu mikodesh hakadoshim. You can't eat from the Kodesh Hakadoshim. Ad amod kohen l'orv v'tumim. Until the Orv v'tumim comes. Meaning until Mashiach comes. For that's never going to happen. Until Mashiach comes, you can't eat. Why? Because we don't know who you are. Now, amal lehem, hariatem v'chazkaschem b'ma heyisem. You are in the chazaka of all you were able to eat before when you were still back in Bavel. Ochlim begola bekodshag vol. What'd you eat in Bavel? Kodshag vol, which is truma. So avkan bekodshag vol. So to here you can continue to eat truma. If you hold that we will elevate somebody who does duchening to having full yichus, if we're going to say that, then hani given the parsi yadaihu, since these people, these kahanim, these inferior kahanim, who we won't let them be kachim because they don't have any yichus, but letting them duchen, then you know what? Last kivon de parsi yadaihu, osi laasukin naihu. They're going to come to be, have good yichus. We're going to elevate them. That's a problem. Why? Because these people are not yichus kahanim. They can't find their yichus, the shtar yichus. So let me say, whatever you do with Bidin and Bavli, you say, you eat chum over there? Fine, so you can eat chum over here too. But yichus, kachim? No, kachim you can't eat. So wait a minute. If we're going to let them duchen, then aren't we going to elevate them to yichus? So the Gemara it says, no, shiny hacha, here it's different. You know why? The rea chizkaihu. The chazaka was ruined. Meaning, ruined, weak. Meaning, everybody knows that these people can't eat kachim. They can't eat kachim. Why can't they eat kachim? They can't eat kachim because they don't have a shtayichas. So everybody knows these kahanim are different. The other kahanim down the block, they're eating kachim. So nobody's going to make a mistake and say, by the fact that they're duchening, they have yichas. Nobody's going to make that mistake. Nobody's going to make that mistake. The ilo te mahachi, because if you don't say that, then leman da amar mailin mitruma liyochsin, same thing about eating truma. Aren't we afraid if we're letting these people eat truma, aren't they going to, people going to think, ooh, look at this, these kahanim are such yichus. Aren't we afraid of that? Kiva da achli betruma asil as kunihu, we're going to come to elevate them. The Gemara says, no, el alav, mishum dereach as kaihu, because their chazaka has been ruined because they cannot eat kachim. So everybody knows these people are different, and therefore there's no chashash. There's no takala is going to happen. Vela, my gedola chazaka. So what's the big chazaka here? Oh, so we're trying to resolve that question. So this is, you can't bring a raya from here. Here it's different because they don't have any chazaka. But what if they would be pure? Then maybe duchening would be a raya. So we're going to go back and forth. So what we said, Rabbi Yossi said, oh, chazaka is amazing, but What's the chazaka amazing? We didn't do anything. We're a mile than nothing. So the Gemara says, my gedola chazaka. So the Gemara says, not meikara ochel b'truma d'rabbanan. Back in Bavel, they were only able to eat truma d'rabbanan, right? Because no truma d'oraisa outside of Eretz Yisrael. Truma d'rabbanan anyway. And hashta ochel b'truma d'oraisa. Here we elevate them to the fact, since in Bavel they were eating truma d'rabbanan, we'll let them eat truma d'oraisa. What about kachim? Absolutely not. But that much we will do. We will elevate them from d'rabbanan to d'oraisa. Now you're back in Eretz Yisrael, you want to eat truma d'oraisa? No problem. Kachim? No way. Yichus? No way. V'baytseimu, or you can give an entirely different answer. Hashtanami b'truma d'rabbanan, achol, b'truma d'oraisa lo achol. No, they would not let them eat truma d'oraisa, even in Eretz Yisrael. They could only eat truma d'rabbanan. What's truma d'rabbanan? So Rashi says, the famous machlokas, Rashi says, anything but wine, oil, and wheat. It's Rashi Shita. Anything but those three is all d'rabbanan. Some say, I think the Rambam says, no, it's all fruit as opposed to vegetables. But either way, even now, even the back in Eretz Yisrael, the back working in the Beis HaMikdash, the avoda they could do, they can't even eat Truma D'oraisa. The Chi Maskin. Yeah, I think they would work in the Beis HaMikdash. But we don't have to let them work in the Beis HaMikdash. You have to have yichas for that. Maybe you have to have yichas for that also. They certainly couldn't eat kachim. That's for sure not. The Chi Maskin Mitruma L'yochsin. And what about the fact that we elevated them from Truma to Yochsin? No, that's not the problem. That's not going to happen. That's Betruma D'oraisa. D'oraisa. Betruma D'rabbanan, Lo Maskinan. Yeah, if there's such yichus that they can eat Truma D'oraisa, then we would say they have yichus for marriage. But all we're doing is letting them eat Truma D'rabbanan. That doesn't generate any yichus at all. V'ela my gedola chazaka. So again, what did Yossi mean when he said chazaka is so amazing? What did he mean by that? Nothing changed. Nothing changed, and they can't eat anything more now that you mentioned this big chazaka. So what's the godless of the chazaka? So the Gemara answers, no, the afagaf to ikul migzar mishum truma d'oraisa lo gazrinon. We could have made a gzera. You know what? They can't eat any truma. Otu, maybe they'll eat truma d'oraisa. They can't eat truma d'rabbanan even, because maybe they'll eat truma d'oraisa. Truma d'oraisa, we can't let them eat. They have no yichas. I would say they shouldn't even eat truma d'rabbanan. Hamash will not. They stay in the chazaka. The chazaka is they can eat truma d'rabbanan. That's a big, strong chazaka, and that they can continue eating. Okay. So the Gemara asks, Utruma d'oraisa lo achol? What, they can't eat truma d'oraisa? Foxiv, but it says, Asher lo yochlu mikodesh hakadashim. Mikodesh hakadashim hu d'lo achol. They can't eat kachim. Ha, truma d'oraisa achol. But truma d'oraisa they could eat. Right? They're not the same. So why are you being so machmer on them? They can't even eat truma d'oraisa. So the Gemara says, no, the pasuk includes both. Hachi ka'amar. This is how you have to read the pasuk. Lo, b'midi d'ikri kodesh. They can't eat anything that's called kodesh. What's called kodesh? Truma is even called kodesh. Diktiv, v'chol zor lo yochal kodesh. And that is truma is considered kodesh. And below b'midi the ikri kachim, and they can't eat anything that's called even kachim, which is meat from the korbanos. Diksiv ubas kohen kisil ish zor. When a bas kohen marries a non kohen, he betrumas hakachim lo sochal. She can't eat kachim anymore, right? And we said this in Yevamos v'amar mar b'muram min hakachim lo sochal. Even if, let's say, halacha is for bas kohen marries a zor. So she goes to live with the Tzar, she goes to live with Israel, she can't eat Truma anymore, she can't eat Kachim anymore. What if the husband dies and she has no children? She goes back to the father, so then she's allowed to go back, she doesn't have any children, no children were born, she's allowed to go back and eat Truma. However, we said there was certain Kachim, the Chaza and the Shok, which even when she goes back, no, is that what it was? Yes, the Chaza and the Shok, she goes back to the father, that even she can't eat. She can never again eat those types of kachim. That's the kachim we're referring to here. So this pasuk includes both. It includes truma and it includes kachim. She can't eat either of it. So we have a makar to be so machmir like that. That even truma is called kachim, and therefore without the yichus they can't eat truma. Truma d'oraisa they can't eat. Next tashma, which again trying to bring a raya about if duchening or is enough to be Maila a Kohen for Yichus. Tashma, Chazaka l'kahuna. What's a Chazaka for Kahuna? That a Kohen is so Mukhzak that he's a Kohen that he can for Yichus purposes. So, well, we don't know what for purposes. But Chazaka l'kahuna, what are they? There's a few things. There's, first of all, the Siyas Kapayim b'Bavel. The Siyas Kapayim, Duchening, that's going to be the Kasha. Duchening in Bavel. Why Bavel? So Rashi explains, anywhere where there was not just Bavel, anywhere with the Bez and Kavuaz. Bez and Kavuaz to establish who these people are. So, see right here. That Duchening is a Chazaka. Right? Also, V'achilas Chala b'Surya. Eating Chala in Surya. Surya was not part of Eretz Yisrael. It was conquered by David alone. And there's a whole Shiloh whether or not Surya has a din of Eretz Yisrael. So, the Gemara is taking a stand that Surya must be like Eretz Yisrael. Because Chal is only applies in Eretz Yisrael on a Doraita level, according to the Shita. So if a Kohen is eating Chal, we have a presumption. Nobody's going to act like a Kohen if they're not a Kohen. So nobody gets up to Dochen if they're not a Kohen. Nobody eats Chum if they're not a Kohen. Nobody eats Chal if they're not a Kohen. Nobody does that. So the guy's eating Chal in Surya, it must be he's a Kohen. And also, the Chilag Matanos Bikrochim. The Matanos of Zariah, L'chayim and Akeva, right? These three parts of the animal, not kachim animals, regular animals, but those matanos were given to a Kohen. So again, nobody's going to show up to the butcher shop and say, hey, let me have the matanos, I'm a Kohen, if it wasn't true. So even at the Mekrochen, in any city, doesn't have to be Eretz Yisrael, anywhere, even without a Bezdin, if they're going to have the guts to show up and request these matanos, it must be they're a Kohen. Because who else would do that? So you have riots about how you mukhs like someone to be a Kohen. Anyway, Katarni Mias, one of the things on the list was Nesias Kapayim. Nesias Kapayim. My love, L'yuchsin. Isn't that for Yichus? So Gemara says, no, lo, L'truma. It's for Truma. In other words, if we see him Duchening, we'll say he has Truma status. He can eat Truma. Doraisa. Yichus is a higher level. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. For Dumi Dachilas Chalo. But how is Truma different than Chala? And Chala's already on the list. How do you know someone's a Kohen? Either they duchen, they eat Chala, or they have Matanos. So regarding what are they a Kohen? Isn't it for Yichus? So the Gemara says, no, it's for Truma. But Chala's on the list. How do you know someone's a Kohen by eating Chala? Chala can't be to eat Truma because Chala and Truma are the same level. So if already Chala's already there, obviously it's something more than just Truma. Right? Katani Machi, let's Chal Yuchsin after his Kapayim Luyuchsin. Right? If Chal is there for Yichus, Chal can't be there. I can eat Chal, therefore I can eat Truma. Chal and Truma on the same level. You can say Duchening is only Yisra say. So if someone can Duchen, we'll mile him to eat Truma. You can't say that about Chal. Chal is also on this list. So if they can eat Chal, they obviously can eat Truma. They obviously, it's regarding Yichus. So if they're good enough for Chal, they're good enough for Yichus. If they're good enough for Duchening, they're good enough for Yichus. So the Gemara answers, lo, achilas chala gufa l'truma. No, chala, if they're eating chala, they can eat truma. Is it the same thing? They're not the same thing. Because kosavar, this mandamar holds, chala bizman hazed dirabanon. Chala bizman hazed only dirabanon. And truma doraisa. But truma is still bizman hazed o doraisa. Therefore, umaskina michala dirabanon l'truma doraisa. If we see them eating challah, we will say, "Oh, challah on derabanan." Right? We'll be miyaches him to give him truma daraisa. If we see him duchening, we'll be miyaches him to give him truma daraisa. What about marriage? No, not that. What about yichus? No, that already we need more proof. That's all that's going on here. Which will take us into the discussion now about challah. Ukadeipuch lohu Rav Huna Bridge of Yeshua Rabbanan, which is the exact opposite of what Rav Huna Bridge of Yeshua said to the Rabbanan. What did Rav Huna Bridge of Yeshua say to the Rabbanan? Coming up. Tashma. I'll try to bring another raya regarding Yichus and Duchening. The Chazaka l'kahuna. What's a Chazaka for kahuna? Nesias Kapayim. Which is going to be the kasha. You see right here, Nesias Kapayim Duchening. And the Chiluk Gronos, the Eretz Yisrael. And showing up at the granary in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because again, we're going to assume now that Truma is Doraisa. So not only do you have to wait, you know, for the Rabbanon, no one takes it so seriously, and they'll give him truma whenever they have a chance. No, you show up at the granary. I'm a Kohen, my truma. So again, that's a very, very high level. Nobody's going to do that if they're not really a Kohen. So if somebody shows up at the granary in Eretz Yisrael and demands his truma, he's mukzak to be a Kohen. And ubesuria, and in Surya, and ubechal makom sheshluchei rosh chodesh magiyim, and anywhere where we'll send messengers, meaning nearby Eretz Yisrael, where there was a, they would send messengers to let them know that Rosh Chodesh was coming, and that Rosh Chodesh happened, which Rashi says is 2 weeks, right? So any of those places, then Nesias Kapayim Raya, Nesias Kapayim is also a Raya, Rashi explains because that's where the Bezins were, so he's Duchening, must be he's a Kohen, and Avalochi Lugranos, but not the Chilugranos. Uba Bavel Kisuria, and Bavel's just like Surya. Fine. Now, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Af Alexandria Sel Mitzrayim, even Alexandria in Egypt, but Rishona in the old days was the same din, Mipnei, Shebezdin Kavu in Sham. Because there was a Bezdin over there, so even though it's more than 2 weeks' journey from Yerushalayim, from Eretz Yisrael, Alexandria, still, it was such a stronghold of Jewish presence, a big Jewish presence there in Alexandria. I mean, the Gemara, the shul was so big that when the Sheikh Tzibra said Amen, Sheikh Tzibra finished the bracha, nobody was able to hear it. Shul was so gigantic, you couldn't even hear it. So it was a huge makom of Jews. So it had the same din as all the other places, Bavel, all these other places, right? If a kohen was duchening there, it was muksak to be a kohen. Fine. Anyway, Katani Mihas. The bottom line is that in the Nesias Kapayim, it says that if a Kohen duchens, he has yichus to be a Kohen. My lav liyuchsin. Doesn't that mean regarding yichus? So the Gemara is lo lechala, regarding chala. He has yichus to eat chala. So the Gemara asks, hadumya dechila gronos, katani. How is that any different than chila gronos? We said a few things on that list. One, duchening was a raya, you're a Kohen. Showing up at the granary was a raya, you're a Kohen. Regarding what? Isn't it regarding yichus? So the Gemara says, no, it's regarding chala. How is chala different than showing up at the granary? How's it different? It's the same thing. So the Gemara gives the same answer. It's not the same thing. Granos, machil, granos liyuchsin, after his kapayim liyuchsin, isn't it the same thing? So the Gemara says, no, it's not. Lo. Chila granos, gufal chala. No. Chila granos demonstrates that they're able to eat chala. Right? Kasavar, because they hold, Truma b'zmanazeh derabana. And v'chala b'doraisa. Chala's doraisa. So, when they show up at the granary, and they say, here I am, I'm a Kohen. Oh, you're a Kohen. Fine. If you're here at the granary, we'll even let you eat chala. We'll let you eat chala. Chala's doraisa. That much we'll give you. Yichus? No, yichus, we need more proof. That's all that's going on here. We see you duchen. Wow, you're duchening. We'll give you chala. We see you eating at the granary. We'll give you chala. Marriage? No, marriage, you need more proof. So what do you see from here? That truma is lower than chala. Truma is the rabbana. Right? We see you eating truma. We'll give you chala. We see you duchening. We'll give you chala. Right? Because umaskina mi truma lechala. I'm sorry. Kasavar truma is manazeh the rabbana. Shuv is manazed only derabana. V'chala doraisa. Chala is doraisa. U'maskina mitruma l'chala. And we'll, maskina mitruma derabanan l'chala doraisa. We will raise you from truma derabanan to chala doraisa. Why should chala and truma be treated differently? Right now, here we go. U'kida ashkechinu of Huna Breda v'Yeshua l'rabanan. When Rav Huna Breda v'Yeshua met the Rabbanan, Yosef, I'm sorry. The Amar of Huna Breid of Yeshua, Ashkuchina leRabbanan bebei Rav. I saw the Rabbanan in the yeshiva. The Yosvi, they were sitting with Amri, and they said, Afilu leman the Amar Truma b'zman hazeh deRabbanan. Even if you hold that b'zman hazeh Truma is the Rabbanan, Chala do Raisa. Chala is for sure do Raisa. Why? Sha'arei Zayin shekivshu v'Zayin shechilku. Because the 14 years that Yeshua spent conquering and dividing Eretz Yisrael, when he came in, nitzchayvu b'chala. There was already a chiyuv chala. V'lo nitzchayvu b'truma. And they were not chayv in truma. Therefore what? So we'll explain that in a minute. Without the Chazon Ish, this Gemara doesn't make any sense. So he said, this is what the Rabbanon was sitting and saying. Even if you hold Bezman as Trumas Darabanon, Bechal is for sure Daraisa. Right? V'amina luhuana, but I told them, Adarabba, just the opposite. The exact opposite's true. Why? Afilu lamanda amar Truma, Bezman azed Daraisa, even if you hold Truma Bezman azed Daraisa, even if you hold that, Chala Darabanon, Chal is for sure Darabanon, Titania, because it says in a brisa, it says in the pasuk there by Chala, Bivoachem el ha'aretz. Right? Many times it says, Kisavo. When you come into the land, do the following mitzvah. When this happens, right, when you build the base of the mitzvah, here it says a funny lashon, Bivoachem, upon your entering. Right? Bivoachem el ha'aretz. E bivoachem, if it means upon your entering, Yachal mishenichnusinla, shtaymer sholshim radlin. Right, two or three Meraglim come in to spy on the land before the rest of the nation comes. Chala should kick in right at that second. That doesn't mean that can't be, right? Talmud Lomar, no. Bivoachem. You know what that means? Bias kolchem amarti. It needs everybody has to come in. Lo bias miksaschem. Not only part of you. Not only partial. Not only partial. Everybody. V'chi askinu Ezra. And when Ezra came up, lo kulu salik. Not everyone came up with him. Rashi says, Ruban Nishar B'Bavel. Most Jews stayed in Bavel. Right? Most Jews didn't come back. They had a chance to be with the base of Mikdash, they stayed over there in the Bavel. Right? Dichtiv kol kahal ke'echad arba ruba. 40,000 people came back. 42,300 people. Not everybody came. Most people didn't come back. So therefore he holds, the only time chal could be the rice is if you have a rope. You didn't have a rope, so you can't have chalas durabana. That's what he told them back. So what's going on here? So the chazan says as follows. We know the famous principle we know that Eretz Yisrael was Mekudosh twice. It was Mekudosh when Yehoshua came in, and it was Mekudosh when Ezra came back. Now, we also know that the Kedusha that was infused in Eretz Yisrael is primarily on the land, which is why there's Truma and Meiser and Shemitah. None of that applies anywhere else. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. When did that apply? That applied after the 14 years. Right? After the 14 years, that's when Truma started. It didn't start the minute they walked in. It's only after the 14 years. So the Chazanish says, what gave the Kedusha to the land? What gave the Kedusha to the land was the conquering it. It was the Kibush and Chil that gave the Kedusha. Until that was done, there was no Kedusha. That gave the Kedusha to the land. Therefore, when they were thrown out of the land, and when the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kedusha left. Which is why when Ezra came in a second time, the Kedusha was reinstated. And then we have a whole discussion, was the Kedusha batel, was it not batel, back and forth. But he says, Chala had nothing to do with Kibush. Chala had to do with, the whole thing had to do was walk in. Okay, you needed Rove, you needed everybody. The minute they're all in there, the day they all walked in, Chala was, that's when the Chiyuv of Chala kicked in. It had nothing to do with Kibush. Therefore, it never lost. It never left. That's what the first Shita held. Since it has nothing to do with Kibush, the Raya is, right when you come in, the second you walk in, has nothing to do with Kibush. The Kedusha of Chala is not related to Kibush. It's unrelated. It's a different kind of Kedusha. Therefore, the way the Kedusha leaves is different. And maybe it never left. The only requirement you need is, you need Rove of Eretz Yisrael. You need Rove Jews or almost all Jews. Let's say all Jews. You can have one or two, whatever. But it's the vast majority of Jews. Therefore, it never left. That's the hesber why Chala would be different than Truma. So then, if that's true, so when Ezra came back, there was no Kibush by Ezra. But Ezra, there was no battle. He just walked right back in. There was no battle. So then the whole discussion whether or not Truma Bisman is the rise of the Rabbanon, right? I think we hold, I'm not sure what we hold, but it all goes back to this machal, all goes back to this issue why Chala should be different than Truma and Meisers. Okay? Okay. What? Oh, so today, Chal is for sure Darabanan today. Right? That's how we paskin. He said, this Rav Huna ben Yeshua said Chal today is Darabanan, because the only time it could be Doraisa or the Chazanish, so according to the Chazanish, if everybody in Eretz Yisrael, if every Jew would be in Eretz Yisrael, maybe Chal would become a Doraisa. Someone says that. If every Jew would be in Eretz Yisrael, then maybe Chal would be Doraisa. Because the Kedusha is not tied to Kibush, had nothing to do with Ezra, nothing to do with it. All it had to do with was walking in. So the only reason why it's not Noeg is because we're not all there. If it be, what? Oh, there's Kibush now. I don't know if that's the halacha Kibush that we're talking about. Right, right. That's a question beyond the scope of this year. But that's what someone said. The Sheilas David says that. Because if everybody would be in Eretz Yisrael, then according to the Chazon Ish, Chal would become Daraisa. Because all it's totally in is called Klal Yisrael. Okay? Okay, here we go. Fine. Another stab at this. Toshma. Chazaka le kahuna. What's a chazaka for a kahuna? Again, Mesias Kapayim, the Chil Agronos, the Eidos. So he goes, Eidos? Eidos chazaka hi? Eidos is a chazaka? Eidos isn't a chazaka. Eidos is better than a chazaka, no? Two Eidim come and say, I know that this man's parents, father, are kahanim. Not a chazaka. Right, well, what were we doing in the past 100 years? Well, my grandfather told me that we used to eat truma. That's a chazaka. Right, you ate, your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather. That's a chazaka. But Eidos? Eidos is not chazaka. Eidos is better than a chazaka. So the Gemara answers, no, El Alav Hachika Amar. Nesias Kapayim Ki Eidos. Maybe Duchening is just like Eidos. Ma Eidos L'yuchzin. Just like if I have Eidim to say that a Kohen is Yichus. We'll believe the Eidim. What's better than Eidim? So too, Ah, Nesias Kapayim L'yuchzin. So too, Duchening should be just like Eidim. And it should have the same, if a guy gets up in Shul and Duchens, we should assume he's a Kohen even for Yichus. Just like Eidim. So the Gemara says, no, lo, Eidus haba mikoa chazaka ki chazaka. No, you know what it means? Eidus that comes from chazaka, Eidus that flows out of chazaka, is treated just like a chazaka. What does that mean? Following stories. Ki hahu, to also like a major of Ami, someone came in front of Ami, Amale, and he said, Mugzakani bezesh hu kohen. I'm telling you, one guy says, that guy's a kohen. That guy's a kohen. So Amalei Umar Royce, how do you know? How do you know it's a Kohen? You're giving Eidus that his father was a Kohen and his grandfather? He says, no, nothing like that. But here's what I know. Amalei Shakara Rishon Bebeis HaKnesses. He got the first Aliyah in Shul. They don't give the first Aliyah in Shul to non-Kahanim. So it must be he's a Kohen. So Rabami says, Bechetkat Shehu Kohen? Maybe there wasn't a Kohen that day in Shul. You sure he's a Kohen? Oh, Becheskes Shehu Gadol. Maybe he's a Talmud Chacham. That's why they gave him the first Aliyah. In the times of the Gemara, the first Aliyah was not necessarily a Kohen. It could have been given to someone else, to the Gadol. We don't do that Bizman Hazeh, we don't want to cause fights. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, he gives the first Aliyah to a Kohen. But then, not necessarily true, maybe he was a Gadol. Maybe he was a Talmud Chacham. And that's why he got the first Aliyah. Who said he's a Kohen? So the Gemara says, no. He answers back, no, I thought about that. But it couldn't be. You know why? Shekara Achrav Levi. No, because second Aliyah was given to a Levi. And the halacha is, if you give the first Aliyah to a non-Kohen, you can't give the second Aliyah to a Levi. Why not? Because Mr. Brewer said that people will say the first guy was a Kohen. Can't do that. So by the fact that we gave the second guy a Levi, it must be the first guy was a Kohen. Now, is that Eidus like two Eidim walking into Bezin? No, it's not. It's Eidus which we're going to treat like a Chazaka. That's what it means. And you know what? Ve'eluhu Rabbani l'kuhun al-piv. Rabbi said, you're right. He's a Kohen. That's a Chazaka. Right? Kohen goes first, Levi goes second. Similar story. Ha'udah asa l'kamedah of Yeshua ben Levi. There was a guy who came in front of Yeshua ben Levi. Amalei, and he said, Mugzakani b'zeshahu Levi. I know, I have a Chazaka. This guy must be a Levi. Okay, must be a Levi. So Amalei, Ma Rois. What makes you think he's a Levi? So he says, Amalei, Shakara Shadi, Beit HaKnesses. He got the second Aliyah in Shul. Who gets the second Aliyah in Shul? Levi. So the Gemara says, Becheskas Shehu Levi? Wait a minute. Is he a Levi? Or b'chezkas shehu gadol? Or maybe he's a Talmud Chacham. It's a way trickier. Because now what's going to happen? We're going to give... So he answers back, no, it can't be that he was a gadol. Why? Because shekara lefan of Kohen. Because the Kohen got first aliyah. So if a Kohen gets first aliyah, it's impossible... It's impossible for Yisrael to get second aliyah. It's impossible. Why? Because even if there are no Levim, Rashi says something very controversial. Rashi says you call up a second Kohen. Which we don't do that, Bisman is that. The Gemara says they don't even do that. Because you know why? Because it's gonna raise suspicion about the Yichus of the first Kohen. It's the same reason why you never call up two Levis back to back. Right? So if you call up a Kohen first, either the guy was a Levi, or had to be a Levi. Because even if there were no Levium, then the guy who got caught is also going to get Levi. He's also going to get a Levi number two. Right? So therefore, it must be he was a Levi. There's no other way. There's no other way for this to work out. He has to be a Levi. Right? And Behalu Rav Shua ben Levi, Lelevia Alpiv. And Rav Shua ben Levi said, yes, you're right, it must be a Levi. Right? So how come, well, one second, just the Mishnah Berurah just raises, how come when we say, let's say in the first case, if you call up a guy, let's say there's no kahanim in the shul. So you call up a guy, bimkom kohen, and then call up a Levi. Right? Call up the Rav, right? The Rav's a chash of a man, and then call up a Levi, and you said bimkom kohen. So why would anyone think the guy's a kohen? You said bimkom kohen. Where is no kohen? Right? The Mishnah Berurah says, because nobody pays attention to that. They all hear it, but they don't pay attention to that. That they can hear bimkom kohen. Oh, okay, there's no kohen here today. And then you call up a Levi. So right, everyone forgets that. Right, it's human nature. People right away goes out of their head. Hey, how come they're calling up this guy? Oh, it must be that he's a Kohen. I didn't know that he's a Kohen. Right? So even though you say Bimkom Kohen, right, nobody pays attention to that. Right? Even though Bimkom Levi, nobody pays attention to that. Okay.
The Gemara raised the question about Duchanin, but from Aliyah,
no, so because Aliyah, there's no, it's not a Doraisa getting an Aliyah.
Right.
So that's a chazaka, that he's a Kohen. By the fact that he gets the first, the guy walks into the shul and says I'm a Kohen. So we'll give him the first aliyah. It's a chazaka that he's a Kohen. We won't give him the yichas of a Kohen. No. He can marry, you know, chashuv or whatever, and get all the yichas of a Kohen. That we won't do. For that you need aidim. But we're giving the first aliyah, what's the downside? Okay. Hahu da'asa l'kamei d'Rish Lakish. Somebody came in front of Rish Lakish. Amalei mukzakani b'teshu Kohen. I'm telling you, Rish Lakish, that guy's a Kohen. Amalei ma'aroes. Did I skip? No. Amalei ma'aroes. What makes you think he's a Kohen? Amalei shakar rishon beit haknesses. He got the first aliyah. Right? It must be he's a Kohen. Amalei reitziv shechilik al granos. Did you see him, Rish Lakish says, did you see him go at the granary and stick out his hand and wait for a truma? Did you see that? That would be a much stronger raya. Because to eat truma, if you're not a Kohen, is a very serious aver. It's misim b'dei shemayim. That already, but they get the first aliyah, so like, what's the big deal? Based on first aliyah, you're being so interested in making him a Kohen. Who said? So Amalei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says to him, V'im ein sham goren. Let's say there is no goren. We don't live in a place where there's wheat. So, batla kahuna. But there'll be no kahuna. In other words, we can't always be, that's not always a good eitzah. Not every town has some granary here. Not every town has a granary. That's not a good eitzah. What's a good eitzah? Listen, the guy gets first aliyah. He's a Kohen. Who else would do that? Who else is going to do that? Zimnin, another time, had the Yasvi Kameh Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish was sitting by Rabbi Yochanan. Asa kihai maisa lekameh. And the same thing happened. And Amalei Rish Lakish. Re'itziv shechilik ala goren? So Rabbi Yochanan, you want to make this guy a Kohen because he got first aliyah. Did you see him by the granary? So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan answers back to Rish Lakish, V'im ein sham goren, batla kahuna? What? And if there's no goren, he gives the same line. And if there's no goren, we're going to be batla kahuna? So Rish Lakish said, wait a minute. Rabbi Lazar was Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud. So I heard this already from Rabbi Lazar. But when I heard this from Rabbi Lazar, he didn't say it in Rabbi Yochanan's name. He didn't say it in Rabbi Yochanan's name. He just said it's done. Now I see where this line come from. He didn't make it up. It came from the Rebbe. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry, Hadar Chazil Rabbi Lazar Bishus. Rabbi Shlokesh was looking at Rabbi Lazar very angry. Very upset Rabbi Lazar. Amar, Shmaz Mili Dover Nafcha. You heard something from Yochanan Nafcha, right? His father was a blacksmith. You heard something from Bar Nafcha, from Yochanan, Vulo Amrusla Mishmei. Mishmei. He didn't say it over in his name? Why'd you do that? So Rashi says, it's a big deal. So Rashi says, no. Rish Lakish was telling Rabbi Lazar, had you said it in Rabbi Yochanan's name, I would have been a Kabbalah much faster. I would have been the Rebbe said that. Okay, the Rebbe said it. But you didn't say anything. So why should I be Makabal? He said. Right? Therefore, I was angry at you. Right? So in Yuvamis, we had the following Gemara. Rabbi Lazar said something over in Rabbi Yochanan's name, and Rabbi Yochanan was upset. But the Gemara says that Rechon was upset because that's the famous Gemara that when you say something over in someone's name, the svaz of dovos bekever, the lips move in the kever, and we said over there. So why didn't he say it over in Rabbi Yochanan's name? Same Rabbi Lazar, same people. Why didn't he say it over? The answer is he didn't say it over because it was a dover yedua. It was a dover yedua that everything he said was from his Rebbe. He didn't have any other Rebbe, so everything he said is from his Rebbe, right? When the spokesman for the president speaks, whatever he says in the president's name, you don't have to say that. Start off every sentence the president wants. You don't have to say that every sentence because it's a davar yadua. So here was a davar yadua. He wasn't upset. So the who is it? The Panim Iro says Rabbi Yochanan wasn't upset that he wasn't going to get the schar that his lips are moving in the kever because Hashem knows. Hashem knows where the source of the memory is. Hashem's not going to deny you the schar because your Talmud is forgetful. That's not going to happen. Hashem knows. So why was he so upset? Right here. Because he wanted the memory to be accepted by the everybody. So if you say it over in the Rebbe's name, it's much more easy to be accepted. That's exactly what Rashi says over here. When Shlokesh, what's the big deal? When Shlokesh could care less. I would have known the Rebbe said it. I would have been makabel much more easily. Yeah, it's true. Everything you say over is only in the Rebbe's name. You should have said it anyway. Chelkas Yaakov says something amazing. He says, what do you see from all this? That you don't have to say I got it to over in someone in the Rebbe's name. It's a halacha. So if when it comes to a got it to, you don't have to say over in the Rebbe's name. Why should you say it over in the Rebbe's name? Only out of the issue of gezela. People think, oh, you came up with such amazing words by yourself, right? For that reason, covered in yonim of covered, yonim of gezela maybe, but in yonim of paskining, there's a chashash. Oh, that's a different issue. Maybe shame geula. Oh, so
no, then you're
right. So what the question is? There's
that's a halacha.
That's a halacha. No, what?
No, but so this the question is that someone said.
Maybe that's not about halacha. Maybe the geula. If you say over someone's name, you may be the geula. Maybe that's only
about
halacha.
I
don't know. I have to be eyeing that. But the big issue that comes up is let's say, do you have to mention the makoros if they're in svarim? Right, you're saying over a word that the child says, and you saw one sefer. What? The Rav Shlomo Hyman, the Stipler, right? All these people. So let's say you see a sefer, and it quotes a Rav Akiva Eger, and it quotes a this, and it quotes a that, it quotes a Gemara. Do you have to mention all that? So it's a big discussion. Maybe you just mention one source. What's the difference between saying that the Stipler says it says in the Gemara, and having your kid bring you the Gemara? That's what someone gave the mashal. There's no Indian in say, and my son brought me the Gemara, and it says in there, right? You could also look the Gemara yourself. You don't have to, and the stipler quotes the Gemara, you could just quote the Gemara. But, so someone wanted to be machale from that. Between Gemara, which you can do yourself, and other parts, which pretty much can't do yourself. So that's a whole discussion that comes out of here. Okay, we'll just finish two more minutes. Okay. Rabbi Reb Chia Chad, I'm sorry. Yeah, Rabbi Reb Chia, Chad Hel Aben Al Pi Aviv LaKahuna. One was Milo the son, that the father said, "My son's a Kohen." The Chad Hel Ach Al Piv, Achiv LeLeviya, and one of them let his brother made a brother of a Levi into a Levi also. So that we're going to do that. We're not going to do today. Tistayim Derav Hel Aben Al Pi Aviv LaKahuna. Let's bring a raya that we don't know who said what. So let's bring a raya that Rav. Rebbe was the one who was Mila a son to a Kohen. The Tanya. Hareshabav Amar Benizev a Kohen he. That's my son. A guy walks up to Bez and says, that's my son, and he's a Kohen. I'm also a Kohen. But that's my son. Therefore, he's a Kohen. You know what? Neman lachila betruma, veno neman lachio isha. Fine. Truma you can give him. But to marry, what, the father can't testify about that. We need testimony, edus of yichus. I'm not believing the father. So divrei Rebbe. So I'm a Lord Chia. 1 minute. Imatem amida lachila betruma. Tamina lachio isha. Wait a minute. If we're believing him for the truma, why don't we believe him for the marriage? So the Gemara says, "V'imiyatam aminu l'esiyah isha lo taminu l'achil b'truma." And if you don't believe him for that, don't believe him for that. So I'm like, "No, aminu l'achil b'truma." You know why I let him eat truma? He can give us on truma because shebiyadom l'achil b'truma. Because it's his power. He's a father, so he can give anybody truma that he wants. He's saying it's his son. Let him give us on truma. But v'inam aminu l'esiyah isha. But I won't believe him to say that his son's a kohen. Therefore, even though he's his relative, I won't believe that. I'm not going to believe the father to say that. Shein biyadom l'esiyah isha. He doesn't have any power to have his son marry with yichus. It's not up to the father. Therefore, I didn't let him. That's not good yichus. That's not good testimony. Truma, it's a big deal. Let the father give us a truma. That I can't stop. He could do it anyway. You know what? Just die in. So Rebbe is the one who said that vart. And tomorrow we'll go into Rav Chia and the brother and the Levi. All right, today's shiur was learned. L'nishmat Yitzchak Isaac Ben Yisachar Dov.